This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. I'm
doing great, alhamdulillah.
Thank God.
Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time.
And yes, great and to be back. It's great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's start with you, brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hausa. And now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course. Topics.
Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Philosophy is very interesting, though. So there are certain sort of things and perhaps activities, I don't know, skills that when we want to go and plunge into them, then we think that, okay, it's too late. It's not any longer for me. I cannot do it. And then people come with this very nice motto and they tell you, no, it's never late for anything. You can do everything at any time that you wish for. But it seems a little bit of problematic. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at your salah, for example, you mm-hmm. want to pray your prayers, you know, it might be late.
Yeah.
You know, you want to read maghrib and exactly. it's already fajr time. Mm-hmm. It's too late to read maghrib. But at the same time, although
So there are some certain things that have some certain time.
Yeah.
There's a timing for everything, but then again, it all depends on perspective.
Objective. Okay.
Like even the salah thing, right? Mm-hmm. From the perspective you defined it, like...
It's never too late to read your fardha prayers.
It's never too late to start salating.
Unless you're dead.
Unless you're dead, exactly.
That's too late.
That's like hella too late for anything at this point, except for decomposing, basically.
Yeah. It's never too late to get married, for example.
Yes.
Yes, I actually believe in that. Even if you're 90... Love is still out there.
Great time for marriage.
I believe in that. I really, really believe in that. But is 90 a good age to have a child? No, I believe it's too late.
Well, you could do the test tube baby thing.
But you can't even take care of yourself anymore, bruh. How are you going to raise a child?
Poor the child.
Loads of grandchildren who could look after my child. Why would I need to do it?
Okay, so that's what I meant.
Tomorrow. So that little child is miserable. Why should I do that
exactly,
to him or
Brother
her?
Muzaffar, that's what I meant about objective. What were we saying? Like having a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're 90, it's no longer the time for you to have a child because we were talking about, well, I was talking about, I don't know if you guys agreed with me or not, perspective and objective. What's the objective of having a child at the age of 90 anymore?
Yes.
The child cannot bond with that parent. The child cannot relate to that parent.
They would
parent.
Not have enough of those parents.
Yes, and they would not have enough of that parent. That is so important.
Yeah.
The mental, psychological needs of that child will no longer be met by a 90-year-old, borderline senile.
That's fine. I've got a great-grandchild. Mm-hmm. Who's old enough to pretend to be that child's father.
What's the objective of... my point is, you know, the objective, the self-growth that comes with having children, the sense of selflessness, sacrifice, serving a greater objective, stepping out of your ego in order to serve another creation of Allah, all of those objectives are now out of the window.
Yeah. Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to
back to reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is Arab English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. So it is too late sometimes for something. Like, definitely. What about education?
Never. There's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-mahdi ila Allah, right? From your cradle to your grave, go and acquire knowledge. It's never too late.
There's actually a really beautiful story of this great scholar who, towards the end, he was like learning his entire time, studying. So he gets really old. He's like literally on his deathbed, right? And he discovers an entire new library.
Mashallah.
Like a brand new library. But this library is in a totally different language. The guy starts learning the language.
To be able to
And so his, yeah, beautiful. And his students come to him and they go, why are you doing, you're like, you're going to die tomorrow. You're like 90 something. And he goes, well, you know, he expressed these same sentiments about studying from the cradle to the grave. It's an act of worship.
So except for education, I guess, time's sometimes late, too late for many things.
Because even then, I would argue that you need to study at least the core basics at the prime of your life when you're young. As well, you know, because there are also a hadith
in order to make use of them, to practice them.
There's a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that, look, when a youth learns, it's as if he's a sponge absorbing everything. But learning later on in life, when we're old people, is like trying to write on water.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
It is.
Oh, man. That's
But then if you've trained yourself to learn all your life, your mind is more receptive to knowledge and information.
Well,
but then again, there is that whole thing of some basic knowledge was meant to be acquired at the basic age of your life.
I'd say that those who are good at learning, even when they are old people, are those who were exceptional at striving for knowledge when they were younger.
Mm. Well, and something, I guess it's in the nature of human beings. We leave things for a time which is very late and then use this quotation in order to soothe ourselves. Because sometimes, for example, if you talk to a person who's been doing a sin constantly, then you ask them, why don't you go back to God and why don't you go for repentance? And then they would answer you this way, that, okay, I'm young right now. I have plenty much of time. I could do it in any time that would come. It's never too late.
It's
I
so
can
good
do
that
it.
You pointed this out. Repentance is one of those things that it's never too late to do. It's never too late to repent.
Yeah, you're right. But then at the same time, don't we have verses or sayings where it says, al-an, like you're repenting now?
The
now
quicker
that you've
you
seen
do it, the
Does
better.
He say, I won't accept it?
No.
Exactly.
He doesn't. You're right.
He just says, now? Yeah. Really? For sure?
Even that what the heck is like, you know, it's showing that it's a little bit late. But I mean, if Allah...
There's no, I should consider this. I just wanted to point out this very point that we are not immortals. There is no guarantee that I would see tomorrow. Maybe today that I'm doing that sin and I'm so happy that, okay, it's not too late. I would have time to do it the other days. I would not even see the other day.
I'm saying. I have to say this now. In Greater Sins, this hadith is recorded. It's really, really beautiful. There's this guy on the Day of Judgment. You know, they're all commanded to go towards the hellfire, and they're all, you know, really, really reluctant, obviously, clearly. They don't want to go into the hellfire, and they're very, very terrified of it. There's this one guy who, as soon as he's commanded to jump into the hellfire, he runs, he sprints towards it, and he just throws himself in. And then Allah saves him and says, why did you just do that? And he says, now, after witnessing your glory and your greatness, I just once in my existence wanted to obey you.
Listen to you.
And for this, Allah says, you're going to Jannah.
It's never too late to repent, because that's the point. Back to objective. The objective of creation is for us to return to Allah. And Allah seizes every chance, opportunity, excuse, every window.
See, talking about opportunity. We shouldn't let go of those opportunities and believe that, okay, there is time for me.
Yeah, of course. Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salam, says that.
You should seize all the opportunities.
Opportunities are like clouds in the sky.
Exactly.
The thing about clouds is that they're so swift and they're so quiet.
They're not going to stand
right?
there forever.
You lift your head one more time and you're like, where did that lion-shaped clock go?
It's gone.
It's gone, exactly.
Yeah, it's gone.
What else is it never too late to do? So we covered repentance, education.
Unfortunately, it's never too late
marriage,
to do the dishes.
Marriage, find love.
Yeah.
It's never too late to do the
certain
dishes.
Chores, they never go away.
Yeah.
They're just always there until you do them or die.
About that dishes thing, there's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it's makruh. It's not recommended to leave the dishes undone in the sink, nor the garbage left at night in the house, or the clothes unwashed. Because even the clothes have tasbih, and when they're dirtified, they can no longer praise Allah, and that bums them out.
And in doing
am I the only person
things,
who does this occasionally? Can we not make this about me, like leaving the dishes overnight and...
No, man, you're a father of two. It's totally fine.
Three.
So also we have that hadith which says you should hurry up in doing the good deeds.
Mm.
You should seize the opportunities for doing some good deeds. Yeah, خير العمل.
I think there's a hadith from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. His Eminence says that a good deed you did not rush into doing is like you haven't done it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also another hadith which says that you'll get two rewards. One
beautiful.
For rushing towards it and one for actually doing
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
And then there's, you know, the adhan itself. Hayya ala al-falah. You know, rush
hurry
towards
yourself.
Sowing the seeds. Because you're sowing the seeds for the hereafter, right? They're going to grow into trees and plants and,
hopefully.
And
that's
metaphorically
very nice.
Speaking. But, you know, you're supposed to rush towards good deeds.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to postpone and delay evil deeds.
Exactly. You have to grab the opportunities and make the best out of them. So we can't say that it's
something else
it's never
is never
late.
Too late. Picking up a new hobby. It's never too late. Unless it's a hobby that might actually put your hip out. Because you're an elderly
yeah,
person.
Yeah, but I guess sometimes some special sort of hobbies have some certain age.
Guys,
yeah,
we,
like, I, yeah.
In case
hobbies that would put your
yeah.
hip
up.
In case there's like really old people listening. Like,
which I doubt. Who would listen to three, you know, not even 35-year-old greenhorns?
Like, somebody who likes to complain a lot. These youths think they know everything. Lecturing me, change
yeah.
the channel, you know, but there should be some things that they're not, because I think that whole category, when we're old, a lot of things are going to, it's going to be too, I can't start surfboarding anymore when I'm 70.
Said,
I know,
except
I know.
Hobbies that put your
yeah,
hip
yeah, I know. So I'm just saying, like, what is it not too late to do
painting.
When you're old?
Painting, picking up a new instrument, painting, drawing, coloring.
No, your hands, then they would shake and
no,
you can
right.
do painting.
It's all right.
Except some
it's
special
art
sort
is
of
art,
paintings.
Sweetie. It's art. That's the beauty
yes,
of
art.
That's why I think I specified it to this field. Or like pottery. You
pottery,
know?
Yeah.
Gardening.
Mm. Gardening, yes.
Yeah,
all
gardening
of these are
is
hobbies
very soothing.
That you can do when you're even older. But for our
so it's
age,
never too late to plant a tree or a flower.
I think that's an expression too. And also, if we are really considering our actual audiences and not their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Our audiences are within the age range that it's still not too late for them to do anything.
Yeah, guys, it's
whether
not
it's
too
marriage
late.
Or a child or
but,
a hobby or
but,
education or a degree or change your career, do it.
Yes,
repentance,
do it and don't let it be too late.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't let yourself to go cross that bridge in which you're going to say, okay, it's too late.
Yeah, I'm done with life now.
Yeah.
But then I feel like that bridge is becoming closer and closer as the generations
really
goes forth,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah, of course. Okay, so my dear audience, we were speaking of the fact that it's never too late, but have it in your mind that sometimes it really is too late. So do not let things for the last moments where there is no more of time for you. Do it at the time you feel you have to do it. And thank you for listening.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي ديلعتك once again.